most precious Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your help unto us. Master, we enter this place this morning, Lord. Thank you for the great blessing that you have blessed us so sweet, Master. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the anointing, the inspiration you give to your servant to speak your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for great deliverances and great things that you have done in the midst of your people. Already we are grateful, Father. Master Jesus, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord Jesus, we look unto thee once again for your help this afternoon, so this evening, Lord. We are trusting and depending on you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, speak through us, Heavenly Father, Lord. Hear through us, O living God. Give us understanding, righteous Father. Give us revelation of your word. Let your word, Father, mix up with faith in our hearts, O God, so that we do our souls good, Heavenly Father. Do something special for us once again this evening, O living God. And Master, at the end of the service, Lord, may we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. We commit the service to your great holy hands, Father. We take the blessed Holy Spirit. We take perfect and absolute control of the service this evening. And you have your way in the midst of your people, Master. Thank you for your servants that have gone to Bakatari and your servants in other places, Lord. We pray that you be with them and help them, O living God. Lord Jesus, your children that came here that are on their journey back home, we pray that you grant unto them journey mercies, O God. Thank you for granting all this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Master. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed.
Amen.
God bless you. You are welcome to the service. I want us to sing a chorus. I think we can take it before we... Let's sit down. Behold what manner of love that Father has bestowed upon us. Behold what manner of love that Father has bestowed upon us. Oh God, are we will you become the Son?
of God. There is nothing to be, like I always say, there is nothing to be on this heart than to be a son and a daughter of God. There is no doubt about that. In everything in life, he taught her that he will take care of us. Oh, praise ye the Lord. In time of danger, in time of problem, in time of trouble, he is always there for his children. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, even to the end of the world. Praise ye the Lord. God bless you. Let's stand on our feet as we take our Bible and read from the book of Matthew, chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. We read verses 1 to 8. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter and James and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Let's go to Galatians chapter 4. The book of Galatians chapter 4. Read verses 1 to 7. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, divideth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, praise the Lord. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. Trusting God today, we want to bring our thoughts, or the thoughts that the prophet is teaching us in this sermon, Hear Ye Him. We want to try to bring it to conclusion this evening. May the Lord Jesus help us. Now, in this, just a recap, a little recap of what we have learned in the sermon. Brabram taught us in this sermon. No, he preached it. I counted it yesterday. Preach this sermon, Hear Ye Him, about 20 times in different places. So, you know, he preached it a lot. So, and it's not possible for me to just gather everything in the sermon to find. Though, I think this is about the third or about the fourth time we are preaching the sermon. I can't remember. Third or sixth sermon, I think. Maybe, Brother, we. Okay. So, anyway, Hear Ye Him. Abraham taught us that in the Old Testament, this is the law that God gave to the children of Israel. When a son is born into a family, or is born into a house or a kingdom. But Abraham said that he's a son. The birth makes this boy a son. He is not the adoption we are talking about is not that he was adopted into this family. He was born into this family. Let that set in our mind. This boy was born into this family. He was not adopted into this family. He was born. That is the first thing. He was born into this family. And when he was born into this family, the father, being that Abraham said in the Gospel according to St. John chapter 14 verse 2, that when Jesus Christ said, in my father's house are many mansions. Abraham said, isn't that strange for the people of the West to say, a mansion in a little house? That is not possible. But at the time that the translator translated from Hebrew or from whatever, whether Greek or Hebrew, to English, they tried to translate it in a way that the people will understand with the language of the people in those days. Because a house is actually a kingdom in English, Britain, when they translated for King James. So a house is actually a kingdom. So Rabbi said that was the way it was at the East also. Now, Rabbi now said that the best way to translate this scripture is that is in my father's kingdom are many mansions. That is the best way to translate it. Said, now this man, this boy, when he was born into this family, into this place, he's a boy. He's a small boy. He doesn't have any inheritance in that family. This boy had to grow. Because the father is so busy in his kingdom, in his business, he doesn't have time to train up this child in his own way. He looks for the best tutor in those days to train this child in the way that he knows best for this child to be brought up. He looks for the best one. And this boy will be tutored by him as he grows. This tutor will be teaching him, not only was he teaching him, he's observing his behavior. So what is being taught and his general behavior, because he has to give a report to the father. Now this boy, after he has grown up, and is a well-behaved boy, the report gets to the father that your boy is a good boy. Your boy behaves well. He loves things about your. He goes about his father's business. He loves your business. He loves everything about your kingdom. The father, now, he will appoint a day. Having seen that his boy is a good boy, he's been proving to be a good boy, he will robe him in a special robe and will call the public. Then he will do a ceremony. That ceremony is called the ceremony of adoption, or placing of this child into the father's business or his father's kingdom. Don't worry. We've been reading all along. Into his father's kingdom, he's adopted, he's positionally placed, and all the inheritance of the father belong to him. And Abraham said, and after that ceremony, whatever that boy signs is as good as his father's signature. Whoever that boy hires in that business of his father is hired. Whoever he fires is fired. So, in other words, he takes the position of authority of his father. Praise ye the Lord. That is what God taught them in the Old Testament. So, but in this case, the scripture that we read, Abraham taught us that the Lord Jesus Christ, as we know, is born the Son of God. Praise the Lord. And we have gone through it to show ourselves that, according to the message, that the way he is the Son of God is different from the way we are sons to our parents. Because his father dwelleth in him. And not only the Father dwelt in him, the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in him bodily. So everywhere Jesus goes, the Father is going with him. Anywhere you see Jesus, you see the Father. Praise the Lord. Now, in our own case, let's look at, okay, before we continue. In our own case, we are also called to this adoption of sons and daughters of God. Because the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5, it says we are predestinated to the adoptions of sons. Let's read it. Ephesians chapter, if you dare, okay. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Praise the Lord. That is the will of God for all of us. Now, when we are born into the kingdom of God, when we receive the Holy Ghost, that is when we are born into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Now, being born to the kingdom of God terminates sin in our life. Did you agree? Being born to the kingdom of God terminates sin in our lives. Now, the growing to maturity until adoption is not a gradual, gradual improvement over sin. I don't know whether I get what I'm saying. Growing to maturity to be called the adoption, to be adopted as sons and daughters of God does not mean we leave sin gradually. Praise the Lord. It doesn't mean that you will leave sin gradually. That today when you tell a blatant lie today, as you are growing, you'll be reducing the lie gradually. Your lies will be becoming a little, well, not a big lie, but a little lie. There is nothing like that. At birth, sin is terminated in our lives. Praise the Lord. So, a child that is born into God's kingdom is born a son, is born a daughter. Sin is removed from his life. The root of sin is removed from his life by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So it's not a matter of growing above sin gradually. No, 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 no. The maturity that we are talking about here, when we are filled with the Holy Ghost is the inner teacher. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost, the tutor that we are talking about in the Old Testament, the tutor here now is the Holy Ghost. And this Holy Ghost is the inner teacher. He teaches us about the things of God. Praise ye the Lord. So, the Holy Ghost that is residing in us, teach us and make us to be more like God. And Brabham taught us, this Holy Ghost beat away every form of unbelief out of our lives until we reflect what? We reflect Christ totally in our lives. Praise ye the Lord. So, and the inner teacher does not remove the teachers that God puts in the church. The inner teacher will teach you. Then the Holy Ghost through his servant will teach us. Praise the Lord. So now the Lord Jesus Christ had the fullness of God in him. And do you expect Jesus Christ to do contrary to the will of God? No. The same way the Holy Ghost in us, if we actually have the Holy Ghost, if we are born again by the Spirit of God, is not the Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost will not. Oh, what did I want to say? I forgot what I want to say. The Holy Ghost in us. God be gracious. We are saying that the Holy Ghost teaches us and he grows. Yes, the Holy Ghost in us makes us to grow. If we say we are filled with the Spirit of God and there is no growth in our lives, then something, there is a question mark about our birth. Praise the Lord. the way we behaved 5 years ago will not be the way we will behave today if we are filled with the Holy Ghost, because we must grow. Praise the Lord. We must grow. If truly we have the Spirit of God in us, that Spirit of God will beat away anything that is unlike God out of our lives. Any greenness, He will beat it out of our lives until we conform to the image of His Son. Praise the Lord. Now, this the Lord Jesus Christ had the fullness of God in Him. We do not have the fullness of God in us. We have a portion of the Holy Ghost in us by the grace of by the Scripture. It's a portion of the Spirit of God that we have in us. And that portion of the Spirit of God that we have in us, Abraham typified it by saying that it's like you go to the ocean. The water in the ocean is mighty and great. But when you go there and you carry and you pick some water from the ocean in a cup, you are having the same quality that is in the ocean in your hands. Praise the Lord. And that quality that you have in your hands is the same thing as the one in the ocean. So the Holy Ghost that God gave to us is the same Spirit that the Lord Jesus Christ had with in Him. And the Spirit, and you don't expect that Jesus Christ will misbehave. That is why He said, I do nothing but what the Father shows me. Everywhere He goes, Jesus Christ did not do anything contrary to what the Father shows Him. You can't even push Him to do contrary to that. Praise the Lord. Now, we are coming gradually. So this child, when this ceremony is done, that boy takes the position of the father. Anywhere he goes, he should be respected as and seen as if the father is the one that is doing anything that he does. Now let me try to read something. Adoption. I mean, no. Hear ye him. Just because of our time. Hear ye him. 5609:30a. I want to read paragraph 29. Paragraph 29. 5609:30a. I think we went through that on Wednesday. Notice now. As the son became up, tutored, brought up, getting more matured, that is the church today being brought up. Since old Azusa Street and many of the great outpouring, the church is being raised up. But now, instead of getting up into the classy side like Cain did, let's stay under the blood. That is what the Father requires, is under the blood. Now notice again a beautiful picture. Then when the son had become to the place of accountability or his age, I would say 21, we'll call it today. Then if the tutor has brought a word to the father and told him that everything was fine, this boy was a gallant man and he was zealous of the father's kingdom and he done all that he could to improve and better the kingdom, then this boy had what we call the placing of a child, placing of the son. The father taketh him out into a public place and set him up before the public. The same son that had been born in his home years before, all the time his son, but his character and his conduct had brought him to another office. Praise the Lord. If you read adoption paragraph 2, part 2, paragraph 188 to 189, the same thing is said there. Okay. Now, but Abraham taught us, let's go to when God was to do this placing and adoption of the Lord Jesus Christ. Abraham said he took with him Peter, James, and Jot. And Abraham said the three of them represented faith. Peter represented faith. James represented hope. And John represented charity. But Abraham said, like we read last Wednesday, paragraph 32b in the same Psalm 56:09-38. But Abraham said this. Now, as God taking his son Christ up to the mountain, to the Mount Transfiguration before three witnesses, love, hope, and faith, those three elements, the sufficient elements to work out every problem the church has. You let faith, hope, and charity get in among the people in a church and watch what takes place. Faith, hope, and charity. These three elements, Brabra said, work out every problem the church has. Praise the Lord. Then Brabra said, these three witnesses that God took up to the mountain, because out of every two or three witnesses, let every, praise the Lord. Now, they were brought up to the mountain. Then Abraham said, God brought down three from heaven to be witnesses. He said, Elijah, Moses, and Jesus. That's the way Abraham put it. Praise the Lord. Then Abraham taught us that Moses represented the law. Are you with me? He said, Moses represented the law. Elijah represented God's justice and judgment. Abraham said, God has done away with these two. Moses is done away with. Elijah is done away with. But here is the Lord Jesus Christ. But Abraham said, no, the law cannot save anybody. We are not saved by the law. We are saved by the mercy and the grace of the Almighty God. He said, if it is the law is a schoolmaster. The law is like a policeman that will tell you your sin and put you in jail. And there you are. Nobody can deliver you. Praise the Lord. That is the work of the law. Then Abraham said, Elijah represented what? God's justice. That was proven when Elijah was on the mountain and the king sent 50 to go and bring him. He said, if I be the servant of God, let fire come down from heaven and burn you the 50. And truly fire came down from heaven and burned them up. That was God's justice. But Abraham said, none of us should require God or should plead for, should ask for God for justice. Because none of us can stand. None of us can stand before God's justice. We don't want God's justice. We want God's mercy. Praise the Lord. But Jesus represented the love of God. Praise ye the Lord. Then you say that the law is done away with. God's justice is done away with. Praise the Lord. That is the truth. But it is the love of God that saved us. It is the mercy of God that saved us. But which one is greater? The law of or the law of love of God? The love of God. God bless you. The law of God says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Is that not true? But what did the love of God say? Thou shalt not even lust. Is that not so? The law of God said, thou shalt not kill. But the law said, you should not even do what? Hate your brother. Praise the Lord. The love of God is greater than the law. Jesus Christ said, you have heard them of old that thou shalt not commit adultery. He said, but I said unto you, whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, he has already done what? Committed adultery in his heart already. Praise the Lord. Which one is greater? The love of God. So that the law of God will be fulfilled, God put his love that don't even lust. And the Bible taught us that let no man say he is tempted of God. Because every man that is drawn from his own lust, then after the lust is finished, he does what? He leads to sin. When sin is finished, he does what? He leads to death. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, I think that is, okay, did you get it? Yes. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth what? Sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. A man should know himself. When you are not even supposed to lust, it is when it is. Adultery does not take place first before lust. Which one comes first? Lust comes first before adultery. It is when you are the evil spirit of adultery has caged you in, bind you. That is where he now carry you to do what? To the actual heart. But a man should know that when even you are lost, you should do what? Cry to God for deliverance. But men will not cry then. They will still be doing what? Younger. Until they now fall headlong into the sea. May God help us. So the love of God is greater. And the love of God makes us far away from sin. Did you get that? The love of God makes us to be far away from sin. That's one thing I want to get to us. That love of God will run you far away from sin. You will not even move near into the sin before you realize and you pick your race. And sisters, Brother Brown said in this sermon, when you dress like that in the way the people of the world dress, and a sinner, Brother Brown said, a sinner. Lost at your gate or lost at you. But Abraham said, on the day of judgment, that sinner will be called for what? To come and be judged for what? For adultery. But Abraham said, who is guilty? You. Because you presented yourself like that. May God help us. Let's read it, Abraham. So that you know. I want to read from you. Okay. 5705-19A. Let's see paragraph 36. Now Christians, 36, paragraph 36, 5705-19A. Now, Christian people who read the Bible, when the child becomes a certain age, and if he was a bad boy, now he never could be denied being a son. No, sir. Because he was born. I am just a little enough Calvinist to believe that when a man is born a son of God, he is a son of God. That is right. And God wouldn't save you here, knowing he is going to lose you down there. You might be what up and think you are saved here. That might be true. But let me tell you something. When you are really saved, God don't save you here and know he is going to lose you there. If he did, he is not the infinite God. He is defeating his own purpose. He can't do that. If you are saved, you are saved. If you are not, you are not. And if you are saved, you live like you are saved. I don't quit drinking. I don't quit smoking or quit gambling because I know it is wrong. Because I know it is wrong. There is something in me. The love, God's love, God loves me so much. And I love God till I wouldn't do it anyhow. Not a law, but a love. it isn't law that saved us. It's love that saved us. God so loved the world. It isn't evidence and sign that saved us. It's love that saved us. Praise the Lord. It is the love of God that saved us. And it is the same love that will make us to live according to God's word. Praise the Lord. Because I love God, I won't do all those evil things. I wouldn't want to hurt God for anything. Because I love God, I won't go and commit adultery. Because I love God, I won't go and smoke. Because I love God, I won't tell lies. If by mistake I tell lies, I will come and confess it. Because I don't want anything that will hinder me. Praise ye the Lord. Because he was the one who first loved me. For God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. It is that same love that he placed in my heart that will not make me to sin against him. Praise the Lord. It is not love. Neither is it judgment that I'm in fear of judgment. Hey, God will kill me. I shouldn't do this. No. It is the love of God in my heart. The love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts will make you never to want to do anything sinful to hurt the Lord. How do you pray? If you see, and you can go and pray, will God hear your prayer? The Bible says, if I had iniquity in me, in my heart, God will not do what? He will not hear me. So it is not a matter of law, of the fear of justice. It is the love of God in our hearts that make us to live right, that make us to love God, that make us to do the service of God. The love of God will make us to come to church. It is not that when pastor did not see me today, pastor will be asking me, maybe I'm backsliding. It is not that. It is the love of God that brought us to church. It is the love of God that will not make you to look at anybody, whether anybody greets you or they don't greet you. You are not coming to see anybody. You are not coming to see pastor. You are not coming to see brother anybody. You are coming to meet with God. They don't even have love in their midst. Somebody will not come to church. They will not even call him. They will not ask him. They will not visit him. They will not do this. I have a problem. This and this and that. Do you love God? Are you here because of that? Is it because you want to be helped? That is why you come to church? Or because you want to meet with Christ Jesus? May God help us. It is because you want to be helped. We can stay at our houses. We can get help from other places. But we have come to meet Christ Jesus. I don't care who hates me. I don't care who doesn't greet me. I don't care because I preach, they don't greet me. That is their problem. But one thing is that I'm coming to meet my Lord. I'm coming to do a service unto the Lord. The love of God will constrain us to serve him right. May God help us. Permit me to give mercy. I wish. Okay. Let's read paragraph 48 to 51 before we go to the last quote I want us to read. Paragraph 48 to 51 of the same 5705-19a. Paragraph 48 to 51. All right. Here you hear 5705-19a, paragraph 48 to 51. This is Brother Brown's family. Listen. Not your emotion, not your denomination, not your littleism, okay? Not for your court, not for this, not for your church, not for your building. Okay, maybe, don't worry. Let's start from paragraph 40. Okay. Yeah, paragraph 40, paragraph 49. Let's start from paragraph 49. Now, that is if she turned around to me and said, now, just a minute, Mr. Braham. Braham was talking about his family. When he's going on mission field, he doesn't come to his wife and say, "Old Mrs. Braham, if you look at another man before I come back, you are no, just know that you are divorced." Or he or she will turn to him and say, "My old man, if I hear that you move with any man in this journey, when you come back, know that you are divorced." Paragraph 47 because of our, 49 because of our time. Now, if she turned around to me and said, "Now, just a minute, Mr. Braham, thou shalt have no other wives but me either," wouldn't that be a lovely home? No. Why? That don't even come in my mind. Why? I love her. She loves me. When we get ready, I get ready to go overseas. I reach over and look in her eyes, and I see the tears coming. In my own eyes, I say, "Sweetheart," Jesus said, "who will not forsake his own and follow after me is not worthy to be called mine." I say, "Let's kneel and pray and get our little children around the chairs." I say, "Father God, the harvest is ripe. I must go and preach the gospel." Little Sarah stands on one side, holding my coat, and the little Becky on the other side. "Daddy, do you have to go?" "Yes, sweetheart." "My Lord said, in all the world and to every creature, you must go." "Well, Daddy, if something would happen to you, what will we do?" "God will take care of that, my dear." And we kneel there, and I say, "God, take care of my little family. I love them. Help me to be your servant and stand gallant at the battlefront against the enemy. If he should rise, give me strength to stand. And oh God, if I fall, give me strength to rise again. I'm only going. I commit my family into your hands. I race over and take my dear wife in my arm and kiss her goodbye and say, sweetheart, pray for me while I am gone." She will say, "I will, babe. I will pray while you are gone. Little ones, kiss me goodbye. Daddy will be praying." That settles it. I don't worry whether she's going out with anybody else or not. She don't worry whether I'm going out with anybody or not. Why is it? We love one another. There is no law in it at all. Love is the law of God. If you just boost your wife around, and only by correct treatment that you get her to live with you, there is a bad home. It's love. That is the way it is with God. Not because I quit lying, stealing, smoking, drinking, that didn't make it. Because I love him, I don't do it. I wouldn't hurt the little old guy-headed wife of mine for nothing in the world. And here she comes. If I know some women walk up, some young girls, and say, "Billy, I want to go out with you and have supper tonight," and I know me that wouldn't, when I get over there, that she will forgive me for it if I tell her I do something wrong. I know me that will forgive me. I will say, "Honey, I did certain thing. Will you forgive me?" I believe she will say, "Yes, Billy, I understand. I forgive you." And I know that I could get by with it. Yet, I wouldn't do it. I love her too much to hurt her. I don't want to hurt her. I love her. If I could get by with it, I still wouldn't do it. I love her too much. And when you really love God, my brother, you don't want to get by with nothing. You love him and you serve him because you love him. Because that he loves you. Praise the Lord. It's a love affair. It's not a law and judgment affair. It is the love of God that saved us. That same love of God keeps us in his will. May God help us. Now, For the next 8 or 10 minutes, let's go to what Abraham said in "Hear ye him, 60:03 1:3, 13. Here he is in paragraph 86 to 92. All right. Paragraph 86 to 92. Yeah. When this ball is adopted, Brother Abraham said, whatever he hires is what? Is hired. Whatever he signs in on the check of the father is accepted in the bank. He has what? Authority. And that is where God is taking his church to. Praise the Lord. Now, paragraph 86. They had a ceremony. And then the father said, this my son, I adopt him, or place him positionally. And if they had check in those days, that son's name on the check was just as good as his father's name was, because he was placed. And the son could fire who he wants to. He could hire who he wants to. He was in full possession of all that the father had. Now, you see, Jesus had proven to God that he had been the right kind of a son. And God took him up on the top of the mountain, brought witnesses out there, heavenly witnesses and earthly witnesses, and he clothed him in immortality. When they looked up, they said, his garment shine like the sun, a supernatural something taking place. His garment glistened like the sun in the middle of the day, as white as they could be. God placed on him that robe of immortality, showing that he had received him. That is the thing that God will do to his sons here on earth. Are you following? That is the thing that God will do to his son here on earth someday. He will call you aside, church, if you will only obey him and stay on the word and believe it. And he will place into the church before the coming of Jesus Christ. He will place into the church all the power that Christ had in him will be in the church. All that God was, he poured into Jesus. All that Jesus was, he poured into the church. God wanting his work done, he sent it into his son. His son wanting the work done, sent it into the church. At that day, you will know that I am in the father in me, and I in you, and you in me. At that day, because the same power of God was in Jehovah God, rested in Jesus Christ. The same power that rested in Jesus Christ rested in the placed sons in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Do we desire that? Paragraph 90. Placing of a son. Take him out in a certain place. Have a ceremony before angels and place him positionally what he is in the body of Christ. Then that person has the authority. Whatsoever you ban on earth shall be what? Banned in heaven. And whatsoever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatever you hired is fired. Whatever you fired is fired. Whatever you say to the devil has to obey you. Praise ye the Lord. That is a son or a daughter of God, positionally placed by God. Let's continue. That is not all of it. We are coming. We just listen. Then that person has the authority. Let me say this. If you count me a fanatic from this night on, that very same thing that I'm speaking of will be done. There will be a power put into the church, and now is coming here that the Holy Spirit will so annoy the people till they will speak the word, and it will create itself right there. We haven't seen power like is coming in the church now. I know it for a fact. Say unto this mountain, be moved. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you have said shall come to pass. You can have what you have said. The placing of the church in position where the fullness of the power of the Holy Ghost come into the church, then Christ's mouth will be shut. It will be for a short time. Jesus come right off the mountain, went straight to Calvary. Notice, it won't last long. But it will be here. Praise the Lord. Do you know that God started that in the ministry of Abraham? Oh, sure. God created Skure. By that same, God adopted but Abraham. What he said here on earth came to pass in creation. And the same way, the one who called us and made us sons and daughters of God will certainly bring us to this place. If we are sons and daughters of God, we will certainly be there. Because God don't have bastard children. God don't have bastard sons. He don't have bastard daughters. God has sons and daughters. And because we are called to the adoption, God will certainly bring us to this place. Praise the Lord. You see how great thing God has for his children. Why shall we be toiling with fornication and adultery and all this nonsense and things? God is taking you higher. You are messing up yourself with things of the world. May God have mercy on us. Praise ye the Lord. If we have this understanding, if we have this hope in us, we will not do anything that will mess our life with the things of the world. You will look higher to where God is taking you to. Oh, you will see that your life is being changed day by day. Because you know where God is taking you up. The short and the quick one will certainly come. And God will use his sons and his daughters. Some of them are here by the grace of God. So why don't we buckle up and serve the Lord with all our hearts and live our lives for him, for the great place that he's taking us to. May God help all of us. Let's bow down our heads. Let's commit ourselves unto him.
Thank you.
If you want to be remembered in prayer, seeing what the plan of God is for you, seeing where God wants you to be, and you want to be remembered in prayer, why don't you raise up your hand to the Lord who has made the promise? Why don't you raise your hand to the Lord that His servant will pray for all of us? God bless you, sir.
Shall we pray?
Our righteous Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you for your word that has just come forth unto us in continuation of the message here, ye him. Lord, the things that we have heard, which were said in simple language that all of us could understand, though understanding coming from you and revelation, which we pray you give to every one of us, Lord, so that none of us will be a forgetful hearer or dull of hearing. Dear Master, we thank you for the love you have for us that make you to have us in your mind and put our names on your record to be your sons and daughters. Just as we have heard, before growth, there has to be a birth. Lord, after birth, then there is growth that goes with training and the rest of it. And your word said that we have fathers of our flesh that are chasing us after their own pleasure, and we give them reverence. The purpose of the chastisement is for us to be able to reflect what they think best for us, so that we can have a good future. Dear Lord, because it is part of training, but you have this spiritual one for your children also, whereby you give us instructions, you teach us doctrines, you correct us when we go astray from your commandments. And Lord, you do us these things to be able to make us reflect what you have in mind for us. And Lord Jesus, we pray that you help us in all these things to yield to your training, Lord, so that we might not prove to be bastards, because anyone without this training, your word says such is a bastard child and not a son. Help us, dear Father, Lord, so that we can get to this spot. As, oh God, we have it on record that in the days of your flesh you came to, adopted, given the authority, hear ye him. Also, your prophet that you sent to us in our generation, you brought him to a spot whereby you can ask him to ask a woman to ask whatsoever she will that he should give unto her. Lord, we have the creations. Lord, we have, oh God, when you have to tell him about the tumor that was in the wife, that whatsoever he said, that's what will happen. We have it on record when he was in Colorado Mountain, and Lord, the predicted storms and the rest of it was down on. And under normal circumstances, that is the run it will take. But Lord, you told him to go back and stand on his feet, that whatever he say will happen. And he gave instruction that the rain, the storm, and everything should go back to their place, and let the sun shine for 4 days. And in a matter of a couple of minutes, sun was there drying up even the water that came down already. You have shown us these things in our generation. Lord, we are grateful to you. Help us, dear Father, to be submissive child, to be trainable children, to be the kind that yield to correction, to be the kind that yield to instructions, to be the kind that your rod and your staff will be a comfort unto. Have your way, dear Father. Lord, we don't want to be privileged to hear all these things and at the end of it reap a check of damnation. May that not be the portion of any of us. Whatsoever your children have had in mind to make them raise up their hand, thou art God that knoweth the thoughts and the intents of our heart. Grant unto each one as they requested. Meet us at the point of our needs. May the effect of this word may it last in our life until your coming. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the day. We thank you for the blessings. Thank you for deliverances and everything that you have accomplished in our life in simplicity. May your name be glorified. Bless your servant. You have just used this afternoon stroke evening and recall him for the strength that has left him and lead all the on of his ministry. Everyone you have used today in one way or the other, Lord, to make the service what it has been, we want to ask that you return a thousand for your blessings upon them. May none go unrewarded, dear Father. We thank you for everything. Lord, very soon we'll go back to our homes. May you go back with us. Protect us on the highway and byway. Lord, give us a wonderful week, dear Lord. Be with students. Be with workers. Be with business people. Lord, be with travelers. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Meet the needs of the needy. Show your mercy unto everyone, individuals and families. Don't leave any of us behind, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. The services of this need week, may they be a greater blessing unto us. Your servants that went to Bakatari, when they be returning back, bring them back safely. Thank you for all things. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for the day and the services of the day and the blessings. By God's grace, if we are still here, we are to meet on Wednesday for the midweek service, trusting God's blessings to be our portion. We'll be saying it more from next week that the minister that is coming from Ghana is most likely that he's going to stay in an hotel just weekend from Thursday to Monday morning. But even if it is 2 days, everything is morning now. Everything is just like this. Even if you want to cook for 5 people, like for us to all eat this afternoon, so only God knows. The bank is almost bankrupt. So, you know, now these things are very outrageous. But united we stand, divided we fall. Yoruba so pe agbajo wo na fi so ya. I know that with this few something, I think the message is clear. May God be our help. God bless you richly. Shall rise. You know, this afternoon, I hope we are not embarrassed by all the discussion about food and the rest of it. But let me tell you one thing. That after everything was put in place and people collect their food, I still have a report that where nobody put his food, the thing disappear from the place. May God be our help. We have a joyful sound. 551.